producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Is gone. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway.
Let's go!
Right here.
What are you waiting for?
It's calling our name.
7 after the hour, Doug Steffen and the Good Day program with the facts and the opinions and my thoughts, which always clarify important issues of the day. Sound like Limbaugh now, don't I? You find the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth here on the Good Day program. I guess it depends on your definition of the truth, does it not? Truth, justice, the American way. That's what we're all about here on the Good Day program. Jennifer Horn leads the battle for truth, justice, and the American way.
Right.
And then there's Ken Kessler, who is behind the scenes manipulating everything bad to make it good. So we can have a good program with good news. The quote of the day today comes from Pukin Putin, who says, "We will waste them in the outhouse." Apparently, there's a book that's out filled with Putin quotes. The book is called Words That Changed the World, a book that he wrote that he gave to his Russian friends as a stocking stuffer.
Oh, what a holly jolly gift.
Yeah.
It's a holly jolly.
Well,
they don't
even
believe in religion over there. What is he giving Christmas gifts for? Can you imagine that? Pukin Putin. Bad Vlad with words to the wise. Okay, so here's the good story of the day. One of them, anyway. A fellow from Central Florida. Now, you can analyze this couple of different ways. He was digging around in a dumpster, pretty much like our friend Roberta Fasinelli does. She's the dumpster diver. This guy's a dumpster diver as well. And he found a wallet in the dumpster that had $600 in it. And instead of keeping it, he looked at the wallet, found out who owned it because the driver's license was in it, and he went to the guy's house and gave him back his wallet. How about that for a story? Richard Osha is his name. He had been on a walk, and he apparently on his evening walks goes into garbage cans to see what's in the garbage can. He finds and uses scraps of anything that's useful. He helps the homeless who are in Winter Haven, Florida, which is where the dumpster was. He went behind a laundromat, discovered this wallet with $100 bills in it. He found the wallet belonged to a 76-year-old fellow who was identified as Jimmy Lear. Apparently he knew who this guy was. He's a veteran. So I find these sorts of things to be very cool. Not long ago, there was a wallet here in California that had like $4,000 in it. And this fellow who worked in the Bagel Cafe in Stockton, Jennifer.
Oh, Bagel Cafe, sure.
Yep, he returned the lost wallet that had $4,000 in cash in it. So it isn't all like people were trying to rip other people off.
Mm-hmm.
A fellow in Texas had the same sort of thing happened. Had found a $2,000 wallet. Sometimes you can find a wallet has a couple of bucks in it. But if you shop where some people I know shop, they spend that much money for a wallet or a handbag. I had no idea, Jennifer, that women's bags cost as much as they do.
Oh, yeah.
I bought one for Meredith as a present this summer. It was a nice bag. I don't even remember. But she had a bag that she was using over Christmas, and the handle broke on it. It was a nice-looking bag.
Mm-hmm.
And she looked at me and said, "That's what I get for buying a cheap bag."
Oh, see.
So I said, "How much do the bags cost?" And when she told me, I was flabbergasted.
Women, like superstar women, will spend thousands of dollars on handbags.
Right.
Yeah. Women pretending to be superstars that buy Coach and Michael Kors like I do will spend a couple of $100, maybe.
What
Coach
makes
and Michael
them worth
Kors
that much money?
I don't know. You know how I am. I have a hard time spending money on the big handbags because I like to have multiples. I think my problem is like some people that are willing to spend $200 or $400 on a handbag think they're going to buy one and they're just going to carry it until it wears out. I like to have choices. You know, I like to have my handbags match my outfits. So, I can't afford to have 12 Michael Kors bags. So I have to get my Michael Kors classic bag and then, carry that when I want to be fancy schmancy. Mm-hmm. And then carry my other bags that are in color.
Are you trying to impress the new date?
Well, no. If I'm going, mostly work events, people judge you by your shoes and your handbags, yes, for sure.
They do. Yep. They want to see if you've got it. So if you have a good bag and good shoes, you've got it. Is that the idea?
Yeah, and I think they look at your car, too.
They look at your car. Well, you got a nice car.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Isn't it funny how judgmental we are about things like that?
But I think it says a lot. You take clients out, and Doug, you and I both are in a place where we do that quite a bit.
Yes, we do.
You know you're being looked at, you're being judged, you're being picked apart. People end up buying you, and if they think, and they want to be with the winner. So, if they see you kind of schlepping in with dirty fingernails and sloppy shoes, they're going to be like, who wants to be with that guy?
So are you talking about me? Sometimes I have dirty fingernails and I come off the vine.
Sometimes you do, but how well is that working out for you? We got to vamp up the image.
Well, even the people I hang around with are pretty good looking.
Yeah.
Speaking of that.
Long hair, duh.
Yeah, exactly. You know who Brandi Weaver Gates is?
Brandi Weaver Gates. Sounds familiar.
23 years of age, former Pennsylvania beauty queen, in court today on criminal charges for faking a leukemia. Remember that? She had a benefit, raised $30,000
through Bingo
and other fundraisers in the past couple of years. She claimed that she had lymphocytic leukemia, but she didn't. She was just pocketing the dough.
Wow.
So she was arrested, arraigned on 3 counts of theft and receiving stolen property. What kind of a creep does that? Creepy.
That's the kind of stuff, I believe you get back what you put out in the universe. Yeah. And those are things you just don't want to get back from the universe. When you lie about someone being sick or you try to profit from someone's sympathy for someone being sick, I mean, please. That's
bad,
ew.
Yeah, bad stuff. All right, well, let's dig around a little bit more. Those of you who are fascinated with the Peyton Manning situation, man, this is one of those things. Hello? It's like a pea under a mattress. But is it really?
Is it really?
The Al Jazeera documentary that takes a shot at Peyton Manning. We have a sports reporter from the Huffington Post with us to give us a little bit more on that wrinkle in a moment here on Good Day.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops, they're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow.
English hops, earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Save responsibly.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Can I get a sausage, egg, and cheese per sandwich?
Sure can. Right now they're 2 for $4, but could you say that word again?
Chris sandwich?
Oh, where I'm from, we say, Chris sandwich!
Wow. Where are you from?
From behind this counter?
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 Chris sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
This New Year's at Guitar Center, it's time to play music. Come in and get hands-on with the world's best selection of guitars, drums, keyboards, and more. And with deals like an Epiphone Les Paul for just $99, 25% off all Zildjian drumsticks, or a digital reference vocal mic for just $19, there has never been a better time to play music. We'll help you find exactly what you're looking for and save big New Year's weekend at Guitar Center.
16 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer, Ken, and I have Travis Waldron with us, who is a sports reporter at the Huffington Post. He comes to us on the day after the day after the day after the Peyton Manning story broke on Al Jazeera. When you first saw that, Travis, what did you think?
It was shocking. This is a player that I don't think anyone ever thought they would see associated with performance-enhancing drugs. But, I think it also was eye-opening because the broader point of the documentary that the ease of access to drugs and the ease that players beat these tests, and, you know, there was so much more to the story than just Peyton Manning. So the name obviously was a big story, but then there was so much underlying that was really fascinating too.
Which side of the story are you buying? You buying the Al Jazeera report that he took it, or his response, "Nope, I didn't take it"?
I don't know that I'm buying either at this point. I think, you know, right now there's still a lot unclear. The allegations are there, and obviously Charlie Sly, the man who made the allegations in the documentary, has recanted, and Peyton Manning denies it. And, you know, Peyton Manning obviously, you know, deserves a fair hearing, sort of, you know, but I think Al Jazeera obviously felt like they had enough to go with. So I think really right now there are a lot of questions when it comes to Peyton Manning that still need to be answered.
Okay, I want to get on the inside, though, of your head, Travis. I don't know, I've read some of your stuff. I read the Huffington Post pretty much every day religiously, not stem to stern, but I pick and choose some things because I think the idea of it fascinates me, of how it all came about. And I knew Ariana back when, if you will, and thought this was no surprise when she came up with this. I wonder, though, how the people at the Huffington Post or maybe other folks that you know who are professional reporters, how do you view Al Jazeera?
I think it's a credible news organization. I think they've done a lot of investigative work in plenty of places. And, you know, I mean, it obviously doesn't have the reputation in the United States that other big-time news networks have because it's not on as many TVs. But, mm-hmm. you know, from the sports perspective, when it comes to doping, this is something that they followed through, particularly Al Jazeera English, through European sports with cycling and track and field and things like that. That these are not new issues for them. Sports is not a new issue for them. It's something that they do a lot of reporting and a lot of work on. And so, I think you can criticize the documentary if you have problems with it, but I think the offhand dismissals of Al Jazeera as an uncredible news outlet are unfair and baseless.
Right, but the social media full of those Muslims. How can you trust those Arabs? Yeah, that kind of nonsense. I have a lot of reporters on here, actually, from time to time, and a lot of them, frankly, are guys that were on CNN or other news networks that either got fired or they went to Al Jazeera because they get paid more. So, you know, I'm with you on that one. Okay, so let's look back at the sports for 2015 just for a moment because we've got about a minute left here. Thinking about the big stories, was this a really exciting year to be covering sports? Or was it an average year? Was it a dull year? How would you rate this past year? Because you know as well as I do, over the next 2 days, that's what everybody, what happened in 2015? So what did happen in the world of sports that was earth-shaking, in your opinion?
I think it was an exciting year, and I think the biggest story, the kind of earth-shaking story that we saw was the success of women in sports, both in women's sports and in men's sports. You know, we saw the U.S. women's national team win the World Cup and come home to huge crowds in their domestic league. We saw Serena Williams get so much notability for chasing the Grand Slam, and Ronda Rousey and Holly Holm in UFC, and then, you know, the breakthroughs that they made in baseball and football, where we had a woman broadcasting a playoff game for the first time on a national broadcast, and a woman on NFL sidelines in the preseason for the first time, and the first woman to break into coaching in an instructional league in the majors. I think that, you know, those are the stories. It was a huge year, and I talked to that first coach to work with the Major League Baseball team, and she said she thinks it's a tipping point for women in baseball. I think women's soccer had a breakthrough in a major way this year, and I think overall women in sports had a great year.
All right, that's a great way of encapsulating it. I would have thought the same thing. Travis, thanks. Travis Waldron here from the Huffington Post on Good Day.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Three songs contest, which is one of the popular features of the Good Day program. Every hour in this portion of the hour, we have some kind of musical connection. And the connection today and every day, for what? We've been doing this, what, 6-7 months or longer, Kenny? How long have we been doing this contest now?
Something in that ballpark.
Back into
time
my mind.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Okay, so here's what happens here. If you're new to the contest, new to the program, we have three songs that have been culled from the music library at the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Different artists are singing the song, but there is something about these songs that brings them together. You got to figure it out. It's like a puzzle, a musical puzzle. When you figure it out, you call 800-302-3684, and you will win if you have the correct Amundo answer. We're going to get you on the air. The HP Photo Strip Paper. You can print fun photo props, backdrops right from your home printer. This is very interesting and new. It's like the printing paper using a photo booth. And then you'll be also qualified for the drawing that we have. We're back to, we'll get a couple of these drawings when Richie comes back next week, for an HP 5540 Wi-Fi printer worth, I don't know, $300-$400 or more. I think this is pretty expensive. I got one of them, but courtesy of me doing this, I didn't have to pay for it. So I haven't set it up yet, but let's see how it works. Very cool. So anyway, if you want to be in the running for that, 888-302-3684. Here's the first song by the Bangles. Pretty upbeat version of Hazy Shade of Winter, originally done by the two, as known as Simon and Garfunkel, 1966 first year. This was on the charts in 1987, used in the movie Less Than Zero. All right, The Hazy Shade of Winter is the first song by the Bangles. Second song by Kristen Bell, yes, the actress.
Do you want to build a snowman or ride our bike around the hall? I think some company's overdue. I started talking to the pictures on the walls. Hang in there, Joan. It gets a little lonely.
That's Kristen Bell.
All these empty rooms.
Just this is from the movie Frozen.
Yes, it is.
Right.
So we haven't heard her voice yet. Or is that her voice? Sounds, I don't know if she's going to come in now. Where is week. You can tell I know this song.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Good heavens. This is like an orchestra. This is like an operetta here? What is this?
It is. Well, they're the scene in the movie.
Really? So why didn't we get to the hook? Anyway, the song is called Do You Want to Build a Snowman? The third song in this group, Bing Crosby and Let It Snow.
Oh, the weather outside.
Very difficult.
Yeah, this is tough.
This is a tough one.
Hate.
Since we've no place.
Thanks for giving it all away, Kenny.
Let it snow.
Let it snow. Let it snow. Let it snow.
No signs of stopping.
All right, so we have Hazy Shade of Winter by the Bengals. Somewhere in Do You Want to Build a Snowman, Kristen Bell. I was looking forward to hearing her sing.
Let it snow.
And Der Bingle with a song that actually was recorded in 1962, but didn't become a hit till 1988 when it was included on one of the Disney sing-along songs video. Song goes back to 1945. Jessica Simpson, Carly Simon, Rod Stewart have had a hit with this song in the last decade or so. All right, let's see here. Sean, where are you?
I am in Goldendale, Washington.
Goldendale, Washington. Well, Happy New Year to you. How's everything with you? All right?
Awesome. It's snowing. It's cold.
It's snowing.
It's winter time. All right, what's the connection all these three songs have, speaking of that?
Winter Wonderland.
That's it.
Okay. You got it.
All about winter weather and the cold. Hold on. We'll take good care of you. Thanks for the call.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. How do you know when your dog or cat is in pain? You know, dogs and cats, primarily cats, can really be silent sufferers. So it's very, very difficult for the pet guardian to know when their dog or cat is really having some type of pain. In cats, it's kind of easy. Even though they're quiet about it, if you notice your cat licking a specific area at the body or chewing on a specific area at the body, it's a good time to make that trip to the doctor and get it checked out. Dogs will also lick a specific area or bite at a specific area if there's a problem with pain. Other symptoms of pain could be the dog who usually runs when you come home that's not coming to the door as fast. Your dog or cat can lose their appetite if they're not feeling real well about themselves. So anytime you notice any changes, physically or behaviorally with your pet, you have to assume that maybe something's wrong. And you need to really be a good pet detective to determine what it is, but always check with your vet first. It can make all the difference in the world of alleviating that pain. I'll more next time.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue Emu made with real emu oil. Blue Emu continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue Emu maximum arthritis pain relief cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue Emu, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue Emu. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
Are you ready to be your own boss but don't know where to begin? A franchise allows you to be in business for yourself but not by yourself. Find a franchise opportunity that's perfect for you on FranchiseExpo.com. Browse options, review investment requirements, and search by industry, brand, or location. You're guaranteed to find at least one franchise for sale that you'd love to own. Visit FranchiseExpo.com and make your dream of owning your own business a reality.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Before the new hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Penny Kessler monitoring Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show, other things like Instagram, whatever, Pinterest, although you can't really report much on Pinterest. You've got to post the pictures, right?
That's some good recipes, though.
Right. Really? Is that what they do there?
Recipes, ideas, sure, all kinds of good stuff.
All kinds of good things. When do you have time to look at all this stuff?
You know what? You have to stay up to date. Otherwise, you know, things pass you by.
Pass me by. Okay, I have been going through a strange feeling this last few days. I'm looking at pictures. Many of you have seen the pictures. Many of you who are listening in the Southwest, areas of New Mexico especially, have looked and wondered, if you weren't from New Mexico and you're from New England like I am, whether you're looking at pictures of last year or this year. I'm looking at a picture by a barnyard in Clovis, New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
The snow is piled up as high as the roof on this milking barn. And the workers are out there with the bulldozers and plows and excavators and backhoes trying to dig out. The snow has stopped there. It'll be sunny there today. But there are 8 to 10 feet of snow piled up here and there. The snow continued. I'm looking at this picture. It could have been taken on my farm last year when I had to close things down. It's not as cold in New Mexico as it was in New England, but there are up to 20,000 cows that are not going to survive this because they can't either find them or they can't get feed to them. Here's a dairy that has 2,300 cows. They've lost 5% of their herd. There are 150 dairies in and around Clovis and that part of New Mexico, not the kind of farming that I want to do because they have huge herds. They have this is not the way to do, in my opinion, this is not the way to do farming. But I'm a family farmer. I'm not an industrial farmer. Here's a guy who says, I got 14 feet high drifts. I can't get to the cows. I walk over the top of my house, he says, to get to the barn. I had heifers walk over the fence and out of the field. So this is a fellow who's raising heifers like I do. I don't want to get too much into the meat and potatoes of this, but I'm looking at pictures of tractors that are rolled over in the snow, that kind of stuff. Somebody reported that one of his tractors had been stolen that had a loader on it because somebody couldn't get their cows out. There were 10,000 cows at three facilities that last night were in jeopardy. They found 100 cows frozen under the snow in one dairy. So this has been something that hasn't really gotten all of the attention that maybe the northeastern snow did last year, or is it maybe just me because I'm from the northeast and I experienced it firsthand and shut
you
my dairy operation
time.
Down?
Yeah, you had such a tough time last
horrible.
Year.
But these people are having a tough time too, if you look around here. What it will do is make the cost of milk on the West Coast more, it'll be more expensive. I bought some milk yesterday at the store Altadena.
Altadena Dairy.
Yeah, right. I tend to look for local sources of milk like I do at home. I was spoiled because I drink my own milk, but I don't have my own milk to drink anymore, so I look around. I'm very fussy about what I drink, and I'm fussy out here, and I would buy from Altadena because they're fairly local and not a huge concern. They're pretty big now. But they aren't like the Chinese are still trying to figure out a way. And with this Trans-Pacific Partnership that's been proposed, they could get away with hauling milk over here in 747s and putting a lot of dairies out of business on the West Coast because you can do that. You can milk cows one day, transport the milk to a processing facility, get it loaded on a truck and bring it to the airport and pump it into a 747 tanker and get it over here within 48 hours of when it came out of the cow. And they bottle it and put it out there the same as whatever you wouldn't know. And especially now with the Trans-Pacific Partnership and the cool thing about you can't tell people where the milk or where the beef or where the food comes from.
Right. To be fair.
You're not going to know where the milk comes from. You're not going to know anything about it. And that's bad news as far as I'm concerned. There's nothing good about that. A lot of publicity being given to the Quentin Tarantino movie. I'm not much of a fan. He's become very well known, and he's only done, what, eight or ten movies in his career? How many movies? He started with Pulp Fiction, right? Wasn't that his first one when he got on the map? He's a young guy, if I'm remembering correctly.
Mm-hmm.
That was his big breakthrough.
It was, okay. So since then, he's done any number of movies that are pretty much all like Pulp Fiction, in that they're very violent, very graphic. Am I on safe territory here with that?
Yeah. Yeah. It's very I mean, I always think back to, what's the John Travolta one that Tarantino did?
Pulp Fiction.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah.
Gross. Yeah.
Yeah. Gross. So, anyway, he has a cast of characters, and I'm just viewing some of them and looking for reviews. So the thing that I'm seeing is that most of the attention is focused on the fact that he shot it in Panavision using old lenses from old cameras that were in vogue. Some of the lenses he used were used to shoot Ben-Hur 60 years ago.
Hmm.
So he got that stuff and he put it together with the new cameras, and it apparently shot this out in Colorado someplace, and that supposedly adds more guts to the movie. But has anybody seen any reviews of the movie? I don't usually go to Quentin. I don't go to Quentin Tarantino movies because I don't want all that violence. But with the cast, he has a number. Didn't Kurt Russell show up in a number of his movies? Travolta, Samuel L. Jackson is in this, and some other people. What I was surprised when I was reading the review, because this weekend when I was looking at movies I wanted to see, I saw a review of it, that Channing Tatum is in the movie.
That
didn't seem
he's
to
been
be
in so many movies lately.
Yeah, but he usually plays sort of a good role or somebody's in. I think that new Captain America movie, he's sort of playing rougher characters. Maybe he's just stretching out a little bit. But anyway, so it brought me around to reading up on how Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell are getting along.
Mm-hmm.
They have been together for 30 years. Goldie Hawn says, "I couldn't be happier." There have been rumors lately, I think there was one in People magazine, that they were going to get married. And she said, no, why should I marry the guy? And this is a point of culture, I suppose. Jennifer, you've never been married. So if you fell in love with a guy and he said, will you marry me, would you marry him?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not opposed to it.
Mm-hmm. Kenny, you've been married once and then you're married again. If Lisa had said, I really don't want to get married, but I'd like you to live with me, would you have done it?
I did, actually.
Oh, okay. And then you got married.
Well, I didn't ask her first.
You didn't? You just showed up on the doorstep?
Yeah, you just came.
She invited me.
Oh, she invited you. Okay, why don't you come live with me? That's kind of sweet. Goldie Hawn says in this article, we have our ups and downs like everybody else. You have to want to stay together. To stay together, we really want to be together. Therefore, you work at it to be together. They've been together since 1983. They were in a movie together. They are, let's see, Goldie Hawn is 70 this year. And you, there's
I couldn't believe Mary Tyler Moore was 79 the other day. Oh, my gosh. And she still looks great.
Yeah. Kurt Russell is 64. She said they do not have a perfect relationship. Sometimes I get angry. Sometimes he gets angry. It's normal. They listen to each other. They have grown together because they've worked out their bad habits.
Hmm.
We're cognizant of these things in our relationship. Mindful, listening, caring, forgiving. I thought that was pretty interesting. As a matter of fact, in the same article, Russell joked about the rumors of them getting married. He says they trot up all the time. And I don't think if we were together 400 years from now, we'd be married. I just thought it was, this is a couple that people know, and people ask questions about them, and I mean, why would you at that age want to change? It always, I don't know if disturb is the right word, it always sort of surprises me when older men and women, like this, in their 70s, get divorced. Why would you bother at that point? If you've been married for 50 years, what is there that's going on that would have you get... Every once in a while, you see one of those stories, though. That's kind of telling. But anyway, they're having a happy time most of the time, and they work out their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They had the usual trust issues, she said, when they were younger, and they worked through all of that stuff because he was quite the man about Hollywood. I think she was, too. Not the man about Hollywood, but she was certainly... She wasn't a shy, retiring violet by any stretch of the imagination. So you work through those things and try to figure out because in a circumstance like that, there's far more good than there is. And I think that's how you weigh things. Far more good than not. So congratulations to them. They set a pretty decent example for a life, a couple like that today. Dr. Ron Hoffman, speaking of setting good examples, is going to be with us in a moment or two. A lot of interesting end-of-the-year news in his Intelligent Medicine newsletter. I want to touch on a couple of those things. Plus, the rumor about whether cancer is contagious. Up next here on Good Day.
This report is brought to you by Shriners Hospitals for Children. The U.S. Fire Administration reports more home fires during the holiday months than any other time of the year. Home fires and deaths increase significantly with more cooking, decorations, and open flames. And the biggest fire risk of all could be your Christmas tree. Shriners Hospitals for Children and actor Joe Minoso of NBC's Chicago Fire offer simple steps to keep families safe from fires and burn injuries with the Be Burn Aware PSA series. Joe Minoso.
During the holidays, hundreds of kids are taken to the ER with severe burns. That's why I'm working with Shriners Hospitals for Children to remind you to be burn aware this holiday season.
Simple steps like watering your tree daily and discarding the tree once it becomes dry can significantly reduce the risk of house fires and burn injuries. Additional tips include making sure your tree is at least 3 feet from heat sources and never leaving lit candles unattended. Learn more at beburnaware.org.
Ah, the beginning of a new year started off right during Rite Aid's 2016 Starting Point, because every week through January 23rd, you can ring in the value with 1,000 Plenty Points worth $10 in savings when you spend $30 on participating products with your Wellness Plus with Plenty card. That adds up to big savings every week for the entire month, but only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Worth at least $10 from the two offers per card per week. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
45 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer and Kenny and I have Dr. Ron Hoffman with us. I was going to say Dr. Greg Stebbins. I don't know why I was thinking about that. Stebbins is our technology guy.
And he only plays a doctor on the radio.
Right.
Dr. Ron Hoffman is a real doctor.
He does play a radio doctor.
Yes.
He does a very successful weekend radio program that a lot of people around the country hear. Intelligent Medicine is what the program is called. His newsletter is called the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter. You can sign up for it. A lot of great information, tidbits, advice on his particular philosophy, which is one that I subscribe to, frankly. A lot of good podcasts as well at Dr. Hoffman, drhoffman.com. So as many other people are reviewing what's happened this past year, you in the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter have been reviewing the intelligent medicine information that came out this past year. So if I said to you, Ron, pick the number one most influential medical story or the most important medical news of this past year, what would it be?
It's hard to say. You know, I think there's some real advances in genetic testing. Genetic testing is something that's big. You know, 23andMe coming back on stream to tell people a little bit about their potential risks, the health liabilities, and also even their strengths. Mm-hmm. And I think that this is going to be a technology that we're going to have to be very careful with, because ultimately we'll be able to do this in utero, actually shape the destiny of our children. So that's a very, very important story. There have been some important developments on the food front. At the end of the year, GMO labeling, which was supposed to be banned. They were going to actually prevent states from enacting laws to disclose that foods were GMO. This is called the Dark Act.
Right.
It got overturned. It did not get incorporated in this big monstrosity, the omnibus legislation that got passed, that $1.1 trillion.
Not for the lack of Monsanto trying to get it done.
Oh, absolutely. And we have to remain vigilant on that front.
Yep, absolutely.
So that's important. Some new findings on food. You know, new information that maybe saturated fat isn't the villain that we once thought it to be. There are some real turnarounds on that. These are among the big stories of 2015.
You list also some important books that came out this year in the world of medicine, so that's why I advise people to sign up. It doesn't cost anything for Ron's newsletter at drhoffman.com. There's a new contagious form of cancer. I've always wondered about this. There have always been rumors around that maybe some forms of cancer are transferable, if you will, contagious. And then people say, doctor, no, you can't do that. But apparently, that's not true anymore.
No, well, actually, this was known a long time ago. There's a chicken virus called the Ruse chicken virus. That's actually the first transmissible form of cancer. Now we see it in Tasmanian devils. I guess that's not too relevant, because Tasmania is this little island off the south coast of Australia.
I wonder who would figure this out, though.
Yeah, well,
these are ferocious dogs, by the way.
Right, you don't want to cross one of those. You know, remember the cartoon Tasmanian devil, I guess it was.
Right.
But it turns out they have a transmissible disease. Many of them are dying in Tasmania. What is the relevance to humans? Well, we humans suffer from a transmissible viral form of cancer, which is the HPV-driven cervical cancer. It turns out that cervical cancer, the vast majority, is caused by a virus. So, yeah, maybe that
is transferable during the sex act. Is that
right? Indeed. And in addition, oral sex turns out to be a form of transmission because, well, you know, the Kirk Douglas story, he
right?
said, well, yeah, I did smoke, but I'm thinking maybe it was sexually transmitted.
Yeah.
You know, this is a potential risk. And maybe other forms of cancer may turn out to be virally transmitted.
All right. What do you think? I'm sure people call you to ask for your advice on weight loss, the solution to the problem of losing weight that every year comes up at this time. So what do you advise?
I had to go back to the basics. I really don't advise crash dieting, because you can lose weight fast. You can lose 40 pounds in 40 days, like, you know, many of the ads tout. But ultimately, your metabolism slows down drastically. So the best way to do it is through a very clean diet and lots of exercise. One of the things that people should do if they're contemplating losing weight is getting off grains, getting off carbohydrates, getting off sugar, and the pounds may melt away.
There you go. Good advice, Dr. Ron Hoffman. Check out drhoffman.com for the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter. Thanks, Ron. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for us to spend some time with our favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein, the host of The Pet Show and the creator of Hugs and Kisses. You love it when I do that, don't you?
Yeah, not really, but it's okay.
Well, I haven't done
it. Last time,
when we had breakfast a month or so ago, I didn't kiss you. We just had a nice breakfast.
Yeah, it was a great breakfast. The kisses and hugs, I can do without. Unless you walk on all fours, I don't need kisses and hugs, Doug.
Hugs and kisses are Warren's line of minerals and vitamins for dogs and cats. Separate line for the dogs and cats. You ought to check it out either at thepetshow.com or hugsandkisses.com. You were talking about dogs and cats telling us when they don't feel well. Would you like to elaborate on that a little bit? How is it that dogs and cats... I mean, I remember when Charlotte didn't feel well, most dogs have a warm nose. I think that's the traditional way. But there are other ways of telling whether your dog or cat's sick, right?
Yeah, there are. And one of the most important things that any good pet guardian can do, Doug, is really watch their dog or their cat when their dog or cat is feeling well. If you know what your dog or cat is like when they're feeling good, then it's much easier to determine if something's wrong. For example, I noticed a couple of weeks ago that my little Chihuahua terrorist mix, Cisco, seemed to be drinking a little bit more water than usual because I kind of monitor how much water they drink, what food they eat. Mm-hmm. And I said to myself, you know what? Maybe it's time to go do a blood test to see. He's a little bit older now. Maybe there's a little diabetes coming into play. So that's what you need to do. By being aware of what your dog or cat looks like when they normally feel good, any change, they're off their food, they're eating more, they're eating less, they're drinking more, they're drinking less, they're looking for a warm place to sleep, they're looking for a cool place to sleep, the normally friendly dog. I'll give you an indication. I had a call a couple of weeks ago on the show with a dog that all of a sudden started showing aggressive behavior. Friendliest dog in the world, but all of a sudden started showing aggressive behavior. I asked the people if they noticed anything different. They said the dog seems a little bit more lackadaisical. I told them to take the dog to the vet, have the thyroid checked. They took the dog to the vet. They had the thyroid checked. The dog was put on thyroid medication, and all the aggressive behavior disappeared. It was the thyroid causing the problem. So it's really important to watch your pet's behavior.
Yeah, so isn't that interesting? I know people in my life who have had thyroid problems actually had their thyroids out. I hadn't heard of that with regard to pets, so that's very interesting.
It is. Anytime I deal with a dog that all of a sudden displayed aggression, it's always a good idea to speak to the vet and have that thyroid check.
Thyroid check. Okay. Do a blood test on your dog. That's part. You should have a physical done for the dog. I remember heavens, when our pal Carlson out here, every year when he'd do Charlotte's physical, go through a whole panel of things. The blood test was the same kind of blood workup I get when I do my physical.
You're right, but that's another thing. You know, a lot of people look at their vets as being omnipotent. No one's omnipotent. Nobody I know is omnipotent. So it's always a good idea as a pet guardian to question your vet. It's really the important thing.
Get the info.
Exactly. Get the information and monitor your pets, and you'll know if there's any change in what to do.
All right, speaking of health, story today posted at DougStefan.com about secondhand smoke and how bad it is for your pets as well as it is for other people in your family. If you're a smoker and you got a dog, you're not doing the right thing. I was going to be a little more critical than that, but I'll save it, let you be critical. You sound nicer when you're critical than I do.
First of all, if you're going to smoke with any member of your family, and I used to be a smoker.
If you do smoke, you're dumb.
But if you have to smoke and you're going to smoke, at least smoke away from other people and your pets. You know, a lot more veterinarians are seeing problems from secondhand smoke, lung problems and self-grooming in cats. They become a little depressed. So the bottom line is we know the dangers of smoke. We don't have to kind of prove that to anyone anymore. Mm-hmm. And just think about this. When you smoke, that smoke goes down low. Your dogs and cats can't get away from it. If you're going to smoke, smoke away from your pets.
Yeah, don't smoke and don't hurt your pets. Both of those things. There's a New Year's resolution for you. A lot of people have lose weight, stop smoking, things like that. So do it. If not for yourself or any other member of your family, do it for your pet.
Exactly right.
All right. Here's this crazy story at DougStefan.com about this couple that spent $100,000 to clone a dead dog, and they got a couple of puppies out of it. I said it off the air and on the air a couple of times when I knew Charlotte was on her, the last part of her life, I was thinking about reincarnating, or I don't know if reincarnating, that's not really the right word, but recreating her, cloning her, or whatever it is, and my children said, Dad, that's not going to be Charlotte. So what's happening? What do these people get out of this?
They get a dog that looks alike. But you know what? As a behaviorist, I differ a lot from the medical profession when it comes to cloning. As a behaviorist, I honestly believe, and having trained over 30,000 animals myself, Doug, the bottom line is 85% of what your dog or cat turns out to be is environmental and family. So in other words, whether you clone the dog or not, you can, if you clone the dog and you bring the dog up in a bad way, you can have a bad dog. If you bring the dog up in a good way, I say go to a shelter with the millions of dogs being killed every year. Forget about cloning. Go adopt a dog. Bring it home.
Millie's a great dog, frankly. Check out the Pet Show Facebook page for the sanctuary information that is posted there by Warren Eckstein of The Pet Show here on Good Day 59 After.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag, and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.